Faustina Kowalska, the Christian mystic saint. Faustina Kowalska was born on August 25th in 1905 in Poland. At the age of 20, she joined a convent in Warsaw and then later was transferred to Vilnius. Throughout her life, she reported having visions of Jesus and conversations with him. In her book, The Diary of Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, Divine Mercy in My Soul, she shares of her many mystical experiences. In this book, she quotes some of her conversations with Jesus. Early in her life, at age 7, she wanted to live a religious life and enter a convent and expressed this to her parents. Faustina's father was a carpenter and there were 10 children in the house. The family was poor and religious. At age 18, Faustina had a vision of Jesus and he instructed her to go to Warsaw and enter a convent. She did not inform her parents that she was leaving and took a train, which was 85 miles away to Warsaw, and only left with the clothes on her, and that was a simple dress. She knocked on several doors of convents and was turned away. She asked a local priest, Father Dabrowski, for suggestions, and he mentioned staying with a trustworthy local woman until she found a convent. After several weeks, a mother superior of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy decided to give Faustina a chance and accepted her on the condition that she would have to pay for all her religious attire clothing. In 1925, Faustina worked as a housemaid and saved her money, making deposit payments to the convent throughout the year, and was finally accepted as the Mother Superior had promised. At age 20, on April 30th in 1926, she was clothed in her religious clothing and given the name Sister Maria Faustina. 2 years later, on April 28th, 1928, she took her religious vows as a nun with her parents in attendance. She was later transferred to Płock, Poland for 2 years in May of 1930. She was at this convent for 9 months and she recorded in her diary on Sunday, February 22nd in 1931, Jesus appeared wearing a white garment with red rays and light coming from his heart. She mentioned in her diary that Jesus told her to have a painting created to show the image. 3 years later, a painting was created after she was assigned to the capital city of Vilnius in Lithuania. This painting was called Divine Mercy and is on display in the Divine Mercy Sanctuary located in Vilnius. The painting was blessed on the first Sunday after Easter and is now known on this particular Sunday every year as the Feast of Mercy. On May 1st in 1933, Faustina took her final vows as a nun. On April 26 in 1935, the painting called Divine Mercy was publicly placed on public display. Faustina continued to have visions and inner conversations with the Divine Presence. In January 1936, Faustina went to her superiors to discuss creating a new religious order and community that would be devoted to Divine Mercy. Faustina was then transferred to a convent near Warsaw, Poland. She then had another vision and told to do what she could to spread the wisdoms of divine mercy. Later that same year, a priest friend of Faustina created a brochure on divine mercy, devotion, and the image of the painting called Divine Mercy was placed on the front cover of this brochure. He sent copies to Faustina in Warsaw. Eventually, Faustina's priest friend named Father Sopako would become the main promoter of her revelations. In the late part of 1936, Faustina became ill with tuberculosis. She was moved to a medical facility in Krakow, Poland. The last 2 years of her life, she continued to have visions of the divine presence and kept up with her diary. In July of 1937, the first holy cards of Divine Mercy image were printed. In November of 1937, a pamphlet was published that included the prayer written by Faustina on Divine Mercy. At the end of 1937, Faustina reported the visions intensified, and she knew she would be leaving this world and was not afraid to leave this life. In September, Father Sopako visited Faustina in the medical facility and found her very ill, but in ecstasy as she was praying. Later in that same month, she was moved back to the convent in Krakow since she was very weak and would be passing soon. Faustina died on October 5th in 1938 at the age of 33. She now rests at the Basilica of Divine Mercy in Krakow, Poland. There is a book based on the contents of her diary from 1925 to 1938, and it is called Diary, Divine Mercy of My Soul by Faustina Kowalska. This diary turned into a book of 700 prayers that shares her thoughts, prayers, and reported visions and conversations with the Divine Presence. In her diary notes before her death, she wrote and predicted that there would be a terrible war and asked the nuns to pray for Poland. After World War II, the artist of the painting of the Divine Mercy and Father Sopako helped in the formation of a new religious order, which is now called Congregation of the Sisters of the Divine Mercy. 13 years after Faustina's death, there was 150 Divine Mercy centers in 1951. Pope John Paul II canonized Faustina Kowalska as a saint on April 30th in the year 2000. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about the life of Faustina, the Christian mystic saint.